A New Year's resolution often has a short lifespan, but for a blogger in Pittsburgh named Lori Woodward, a New Year's vow became an internet surprise. She took her determination to bake one recipe a week from a book by Dory Greenspan to the web, and she created a group of followers who joined her once every week, Tuesdays with Dory. After 4 years and more than 370 recipes, the project ended last month. If you followed Tuesdays with Dory or pored over the book Baking from My Home to Yours, share your baking adventures with us. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Dory Greenspan is the author of Baking from My Home to Yours, The Bible for Tuesdays with Dory, and joins us from a studio in Paris. Nice to have you on the program.
Nice to be here with you. Well, kind of.
Kind of. I guess you could be out having a good meal in Paris instead of wasting time on the radio.
Happy to be with you, Neil.
in any case, how did you find out about this group?
You know, it was such a surprise. Lori wrote to me and told me that she wanted to start baking through my book with two other friends. And they would post the recipe that they baked and the pictures of what they had baked. And would that be okay with me? And I just, first of all, I mean, it was so polite of her to ask because, as we know, so many things happen out there on the web that we don't know about. And I thought, this is so interesting. Sure. And, you know,
Did you ask your publisher if it was going to be okay?
I asked my publisher. I asked my agent. And they were really behind it. Of course we had questions. I mean, to as an author, to know that every one of your recipes was at some point going to be available on the web, what does it mean? But it just seemed like such a great idea. And Lori was so nice when she wrote. And of course, none of us had any idea that, that Tuesdays with Dory would grow from 3 to a 4-year project that hundreds have participated in. It's fabulous.
Each of your recipes would not only be available on the web, there would be people saying, I tried to cook this, and it was absolutely the worst tart I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, and Dory put raisins in it. She used raisins again. Enough already. I didn't know the world doesn't love raisins as much as I do. But it is a very high-powered microscope to be under. You know, as a writer, and you know, I write cookbooks, but I'm sure this is true for all writers, we work alone. And I mean, I have my recipes tested by others, and of course I share everything that I bake. But you create the book, and you know, in the days before the web, you sent it out into the world and you hope that somebody other than your mother bought it. And I mean, my mother didn't even cook or bake, you know, and actually used it. And to actually be able to see the way your book is being used, to know that people are making your food, that they're sharing it with families, that they're celebrating Thanksgiving with your pumpkin pie and Christmas with your ginger cookies, it's really remarkable. But it is a microscope. There are people who, of course there are people who don't like certain recipes. Mm-hmm. But what's been so interesting is how kind and generous and wonderful. I got really lucky with Tuesdays with Dory. They're a wonderful group of people. And they formed a real community. Real friendships have been formed through this group. People have helped one another. Careers have changed. It's been a remarkable journey, and one that, as I said, I never could have imagined this would happen.
Have you ever met Lori Woodward?
I want to so badly. No, I've never met her, but I keep a picture of Lori and her husband and 3 boys on my refrigerator. I think of her as my muse, my kitchen angel watching over me as I work. But no, in fact, I don't think we've talked on the phone more than twice.
And through this process, you not only got, I assume, when you share your recipes with friends and family and others, when you ask other people to test you, people say, it was just terrific. In this, did you find out, you know, that process of measuring and then adding and folding, that was a little difficult. I wish you'd done it this way. You were really inside the process here.
Really inside the process. I learned, you know, it's like any Well, it's like any, you know, teacher, any educational process. I think the teacher always learns more than the students. And I learned so much and was able. The great part was that because Lori started and then Julie Schaefer, who began helping her about a year and a half ago, because she had a website that all of the Tuesdays with Dory Bakers could go to, I could, the week before they would make their recipes, some people who had made them would write in little comments about, well, about the raisins, of course,
yes,
but
right.
Any problems they had had. And I could pipe in and say, oh, do it this way. Or, you know, I discovered after I wrote the book that if you roll the dough before you put it in the refrigerator, it's my. So there was this real back and forth, and it really helped me. And I also, I feel like a proud mother. I've watched hundreds of bakers go from being scaredy cats to becoming really, really good bakers with confidence in their skills. And the letters that I've gotten from people who have said that learning to bake, which was something that frightened them, that they did kind of as a, you know, a self-improvement. You said a New Year's resolution, but many people do take up baking at New Year's when they're not dieting. But they, that people who started without the skills have become so confident of what they can do, and it's gone into other areas of their lives, that this has really given them, I think of this as the power of baking, the power of community. It's really given them the confidence to do other things. It's been so exciting.
Dory Greenspan, whose book Baking From My Home to Yours was the Bible of Tuesdays with Dory. If you followed, give us a call. Tell us about your baking adventures. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. We'll start with Amy. Amy with us from Charlottesville.
Hi, Dory. Hi,
Neil. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I actually came a little bit late to Tuesdays with Dory because I had discovered her through her cookbook Around My French Table and had used it to prepare dinner for several friends for my 40th birthday. So I did a five-course dinner using nothing but Dory's recipes, and I was really, really scared I was going to fall flat on my face, but they were so well-written. They all turned out really well, and I had a great birthday because of it. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. I wish you could see the grin on my face. Thank you.
Well, it was sort of my 40th birthday present to myself, so I had a very, very good time doing it. And I love your cookbook so much, I give it to all of my friends as gifts now.
What was the star of the evening?
I would have to say probably, I'm not going to try the French pronunciation, but the beef on a string recipe was the main entree. It was pretty popular.
Great. That's a dish. We always have a New Year's Eve party in Paris, and that's a dish that I often make for it because you can make it ahead, and you can make it for four people, or you can make it for 20 people, and it's always delicious, and it has vegetables in it. And I always think the French should eat more vegetables, so that's my little that's what I'm doing to help French society.
Have you told the French that?
I think I just did.
Okay. Thanks very much for the call, Amy, and congratulations on the successful dinner.
Thank you, Amy.
Here's an email we have from Matt in Durham, North Carolina. Baking with Dory is far and away my favorite iPad app. With Dory on my side, I've tackled previously intimidating projects like making a pie crust and baking the perfect scones. Everyone needs a Dory in their kitchen. Yes, the iPad app, you've gone from the web to now being on tablets.
I'm on tablet. It's not quite like being on tap, but almost. The iPad app came out in September, and it's really, I feel that it's made the title, Baking From My Home to Yours, come true. Now that I can sit on your kitchen counter, I'm really there with you, or you're there with me. Mm. It was really interesting to do the recipes, to do video for them, and to really be able to explain everything, and you know, break a cookie apart and hear the crunch. Or when I'm writing recipes, if my husband comes in as I'm writing, he often giggles because he sees I'm pretending to be rolling out dough over the computer, or I'm trying to figure, because I try to, I like to, when I'm writing a recipe, I think that I'm kind of sitting on a baker's shoulder and I want them to know everything that needs to be done in the recipe. I mean, the reason we share recipes is so that people can make them, be successful, and be happy, like Amy. You know, and share them with people and have them be delicious. And so I work very hard to give visual clues and to say, okay, the batter may curdle, dash, don't worry. It's all going to come together when you add the dry ingredients. And so being able to do this in video was really fun. I didn't have to pretend to be rolling the dough.
When they were making every recipe in the book, and I'm sure you're proud as could possibly be of each and every one of them, but was there one in the back of your mind, boy, maybe they could just skip the blueberry crumble?
No. It was the apple breakfast cake that I was worried about. It's kind of a muffin cake, and I liked it. I wouldn't have put it in the book if I didn't, but I just was worried about it. And you know what? It was fine.
We're talking with Dori Greenspan. Her most recent book is Around My French Table. You may remember her also as All Things Considered's baking companion. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can go next to Lenny. Lenny on the line with us from San Francisco.
I am. Hey, I'm just calling to say that my girlfriend and I share a blog called Shea, and when she was part of the group, Tuesdays with Dori, she didn't know how to make it all, and so she eventually learned how and became quite good at it to a point where I actually had to ban the group, and I called it Tuesdays with the Devil, because there'd be delicious sort of pastries every Tuesday or Wednesday, like, on the counter for me to eat, and given that I have no self-control, I said that this group's no good. Actually, we have to stop this. But it was a great group, and she's become a great baker as a result of that. So, and now I feel terrible after listening to Ms. Greenspan.
Oh well,
Dori. Thank you. It's so great to hear from you. You know, it's I feel like I know so many of the bakers. When I was on book tour for Around My French Table, people would come up and say, I'm a TWD-er. And, or often groups of Tuesdays with Dori bakers would plan to be together at one of the readings. And it would be the first time they would be meeting one another. Or my son and I have a cookie business, Cookie Bar, and we do pop-up stores. And it's just fun. You know, I don't get out much, right? I'm in my kitchen working, I'm writing, I'm baking. So it was fun to get out and to have somebody come over and say, hi, I'm Whisk and Spoon. And I knew them. You know, I knew I knew Naptime Chef's child. You really come to, it was remarkable because it became a real community, and I think that's really thanks to Lori, who wanted the group as it grew to be a group that would help one another. And it's been so great to see. I mean, as Lenny said, that, you know, his wife became a baker. I've gotten so many letters. I spend a lot of time crying because the letters are so sweet.
Well, I assume it's all helped when you get the kickbacks from the Bundt pan industry.
Well, you know, Food Librarian went through a whole month of baking only buns. I don't get any kickbacks.
I didn't think you did. Dori, nah. Letty, thanks very much for the call. And Dori Greenspan, thanks very much for your time today.
It's been great being with you. Do you bake, by the way?
I don't.
You know, they're starting on Baking with Julia in February.
That's your new
book.
It's not too
late.
Well,
actually, it's not too late for you to start. Tuesdays with Dori is moving on.
Well, Dori Greenspan, thanks very much for your time, and go have a wonderful dinner in Paris tonight.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Dori Greenspan, by the way, the inspiration for the group of baking enthusiasts on the internet. You can bake with Dori as well. Her recipe for chocolate Armagnac cake, the cake that got her fired, is on her website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.